September 5th, get ready. Make your dream come true.
Purchase a ticket to the Hospitals of Regina Foundation Home Lottery in the Creeks again at Fieldstone Way, 4158. I broadcast live this morning from the home, and it's an incredible show home. More than 4,400 square feet, four bedrooms, 3.5 baths. The entertainment media room in the lower level is just amazing. There's a three-season room attached. There's a gym, which I'd never use, but I love the wine room. Oh, my goodness. You have got to see it for yourself. And thankfully, I'm going to be here to be your host all day long. I'd love to meet you in person and sell you a ticket as well. And you know what? I'm going to spice it up a little here shortly this morning, too. I brought along with me some free Keith Urban tickets to a show a week from Saturday. So for some of you who make a purchase of a $100 ticket, you might get a bonus prize from me today. It's just the kind of mood I'm in right now. I'm in a good mood, just like my next guest is always in a good mood. He's Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk on the weekends. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Well, I'm sitting in my gym.
Well, you've already had a workout, huh? Yeah, I bet you have. Well, I'm just glad you're in the good mood that I set you up with all our listeners. Hey, look, I see we're dancing with frost tonight. The low here in Regina, +1 risk of frost. So you probably have thought that we probably should be covering up the last few nights, or have you?
Yeah, anytime it's below, especially in the gardens right now, we had sort of a weird season, you know, warm at the very beginning, but then a little bit cool and not much sunlight. So there's a lot of things like maybe you're trying to finish off your pumpkins or your melons, or you got tomatoes, or your hot peppers aren't finished yet. So then anytime it goes below +5, you need to put just a light sheet or a frost blanket or something over top for the evening to help finish those plants off. I know it looks like in a few more days we're going to get warm again, but, I mean, you still want to make sure that you want to finish those things off. If you do, just make sure every evening you put a cover on.
Okay, and besides that, you've got a few things for us to do this weekend, like debugging our plants before they come inside. This sounds like a lot of fun, Rick.
Well, you know what? Everybody loves right now to put tropical plants in their planters, or they maybe put the plant out for a holiday and for the summertime outside. And so if you've done that, now's the time to start getting ready to come inside. You just don't want to bring them outside the inside right away, because they're going to be little hitchhikers on there. So you want to get rid of those hitchhikers, so using things like Endol. It's a canola oil, sexcidal soap, and pyrethrin mix. Spray them at least 3 times about a week apart, and give them a really good douse, especially the underside of the leaves, before you bring them in. And if it starts getting too cold, you may want to put them in the garage before you bring them in, to be able to do that at nighttime, and so that you don't bring all those little bugs inside.
Okay, good advice. Hey, is it too soon to worry about fall lawn fertilization, Rick, or what are your thoughts there?
Now's the time. Now's the time. Anytime in September, you want to put that little fall fertilizer on and get your lawn just all set up for fall, because the formulation is lesser for the, you won't get as much growth, but you'll get a lot of root growth in your lawn and get it ready to go for wintertime. And anytime in September, the first week of October is a great time to put that fall fertilizer on.
And is there any nitro we're looking for on the packaging, or what?
Basically, you don't want to go too high of nitrogen. I like going around a 16. There's around a 16 to 20 maximum, but don't put the 30 or anything like that on right now, because I don't want to force the growth of, especially because even your shrubs and your trees will get some of that from the edge of the lawn. So just somewhere around 16 to 20 in the nitrogen, that's about it.
Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk, Sunday mornings, planting fall bulbs. Now's the time?
Absolutely. Everybody comes at me in the spring and says, I want to buy some tulips and that and daffodils. Well, you have to come in the fall and plant those bulbs in the fall. So you'll see all the stores have the bulbs in place right now. So get them planted. Make sure in our climate, you know, things like daffodils and tulips, they're about 6 inches deep. Crocuses about 4 inches deep, and also fall garlic. I know you love garlic there, Greg.
Who doesn't?
If you plant fall garlic in the fall, you'll get way earlier garlic in the summertime, and you'll enjoy it much more better if you plant it in the fall.
All right. I understand you put a little garlic under your tongue every morning to stay healthy. Yeah. That's pretty clever. What about pruning elm trees? Last but not least, Dutch elm has been a problem. Pruning elm trees, good thing to do?
Yeah, Dutch elms are more apparent, more around, and basically they love deadwood. So make sure that you get around and prune all the deadwood out of it, especially. And if you're doing any pruning of live wood, I would suggest wait about another week yet for that. And even though you can start pruning elms on September 1st, but you know things are a little bit late here this year. So I like the saps to stop because when you make a cut, the tree will tend to bleed a little bit. And then if it bleeds a little bit, it'll attract that elm beetle, and you do not want that to come to your tree. And then,
all right, Rick.
Please don't store elm firewood because that's a huge condo for those elm beetles.
Good advice. Rick, I'll listen to you Sunday morning again on Garden Talk. Thanks for the tips.
Have a great weekend.
Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Kevin, I am in potentially your house. I hope it's my house instead, but at the Hospitals Regina Foundation, their home lottery is again in the creeks here, and it's a beauty of a home. There's a VIP deadline tonight, Kevin. Are you ready for this? Here's what you could win. And you tell me which one you're going to pick, all right?
Sure.
If you buy before midnight, and I know you will, you could win sand, safari, or 25,000 cash. Now, the sand, Turks and Caicos. Paradise for a week. Deluxe penthouse suite. Just as you always probably get when you go away, a private butler included, and exploring all the restaurants and scenery. Or you could opt for a 7-day African safari for two, where, of course, you're going to relax in a scenic safari lodge and see wildlife like you've never seen before, or just take $25,000 cash. Kevin Martell, you've just won. What do you choose?
I would. I'm leaning towards Turks and Caicos, Greg. Yeah, that would.
You
be,
do like your sunshine.
Yeah,
that is right.
That would be nice.
I'm always curious about the African safari, but man, those lions. I don't know. Sometimes they're just a little too close. I've watched too many movies. But yeah, it's an option if you win tonight. But you got to buy before midnight. HRFHomeLottery.com or right here at 41. 58 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks, where I'm broadcasting all day long today. Kevin, how did your shingles hold up yesterday? Did you look on top after that 83K wind gust now?
Yeah, everything looked to be in place. I did see some garbage kind of flying around out there, as I thought I would. Estevan topping out at 91. That was the hardest hit area, according to the
Environment
Canada.
Oh, they always got
to
be better than us, don't they? Well, yeah, that's too wicked. Too wicked of a win for me. But it looks as if it's going to be a lot less windy today and a pretty warm weekend ahead of us here, too. Lots going on in the headlines. The RCMP definitely busy. What's the latest from Richmond, Saskatchewan now?
Yeah, so we have charges now. We've been possibly waiting for these over the last number of days after 16 people were arrested in Richmond, which is near the Alberta border, a little community there where the self-proclaimed Queen of Canada, Romana Dedulo, was holed up with a number of other people. They've been there for several years. So police raided this compound a little bit earlier, and now, it's kind of a little bit weird because they were initially all released with no charges, the 16, but several of them were given conditions. And so that was almost to indicate that charges would be coming, but they hadn't been laid yet. But police say that two people, including Romana Dedulo, actually broke those conditions. So now she was rearrested, and she is now facing some charges related to breaching the conditions police put on her. As well, it sounds like intimidating police. She's facing a charge in relation to that, too. So her and another man will be in court a little bit later this morning in Swift Current.
Okay. And Premier Scott Moe, we only have a second or two here. He's ready to dash off and fight for our farmers, isn't he?
Yeah, he's taking off to China tomorrow. He's been talking about this for a while now on this trade trip to talk about canola tariffs, hopefully urging China, doing whatever he can to get China to back off on those tariffs. And we know the Prime Minister's parliamentary secretary will be joining them on that trip. So, yes, some federal government representation. And remember, it is pretty well up to the federal government to negotiate this and hope for the same thing that Saskatchewan's hoping for those tariffs to come off.
Okay, Banjo Bowl tomorrow, 2 o'clock start. The Green Zone pregame show starts at noon. I've got the Riders winning 35-27. I talked to Belton Johnson. He said Riders win 34-20. I now turn to you, Kevin Martell, for your Oswami prediction. What is it going to be?
You know what? I think it's going to be, I'm going to go with Belton as well. I'm going to go to the same score as Belton. And even Jamie Nye both think that it's going to be a double-digit win for the Riders. So expectations are very high on the Riders in a tough place to play. where they haven't won a whole lot in the last, what, 7 years in Winnipeg.
It may be loud, but I think our defense is too proud to let this one slide away. I think it's going to be a fun game, and the Riders are going to come out on top. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:58. Hey, it's Greg Morgan. I am hanging out here today at 4158 Fieldstone Way in the Creeks, home of the Hospitals of Regina Foundation Grand Prize Lottery Show Home. It is a beaut, $1.7 million home again, and it comes with $50,000 cash, probably the most valuable home I think they've ever done. It's outstanding. 4158 Fieldstone Way. You can purchase a ticket in person all day long here till 9 o'clock tonight, which is a pretty good idea because the VIP midnight deadline is tonight, and that's going to give you an opportunity to choose what to win. That's the cool thing about this lottery. There's choice. There is a what if I won factor, what would I do? And it's certainly with this prize, you could choose between sandy beaches of Turks and Caicos or the African plains, yes, a 7-day African safari, or just choose the cash, $25,000 cash. And we're going to draw for that one on September 16th. We've made no draws for any prizes yet. So this is the first biggie. So it really does pay to purchase your ticket before midnight tonight, in order to get on the first big prize, hrfhomelottery.com or right here at 4158 Fieldstone Way with Michaela Ripplinger joining me now from Ripplinger Homes, touring me about how does this one differ from previous offerings here from the lottery?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a lot larger. We've got a lot more space. An exciting feature is the theater room downstairs. It's awesome.
I instantly came in here and there's a lot of earth tones in here.
Yeah, no, I would definitely say so. I think that this house has a very modern farmhouse aesthetic to it. Even outside, you've got the stone, the wood paneling, the front veranda. It's just very much like, yeah, modern, cozy farmhouse.
All right, so we're upstairs here in this modern family cozy bonus room. And then there's a master bedroom. How many bedrooms upstairs?
There's 3 bedrooms upstairs.
What's the ensuite like? Everyone wants to know in the master what that's like.
Yeah, the ensuite is incredible. We've got his and hers vanities, a nice big soaker tub, a beautiful custom tiled shower with tile that kind of looks like wallpaper. It's really cool. And then a really nice, spacious closet.
Tell me about the main floor.
We have, again, so much space. Walking in through the front door, we have a sunken living room and a office adjacent to. So it's got 10-foot ceilings, which is really nice. Walk up a few steps and you've got that open concept that is just wonderful. Mudroom coming in from the garage, a hidden pantry.
Let's go down to the lower level, the entertainment slash gym slash be it anything you want area.
So we've got a cozy little living area down there, an exercise room. We have a built-in island and a wine room, and then a theater room and another bedroom and a bathroom.
Awesome. Well, Michaela, you've outdone it. Again, your folks there at Ripplinger Homes, together, the family operation, outstanding working with you all these years, and love the homes. You can see it for yourself right now, 4158 Fieldstone Way. We're going to sell tickets all day long because of that VIP midnight deadline I was just telling you about here, too. Still to come, we're going to discover what's going on in the Evan Bray Show. Evan will be popping in here in just a moment. And the Riders at the Banjo Bowl this weekend, they are playing in front of a sold-out crowd. And it's going to be difficult. It is going to be loud. It's a big part of the reason why it has been difficult for the Riders to win there, what, in the last few years? No, 2018. That's when that 0-9 stretch of losses began. So will they break the curse this weekend? Trevor Harris at quarterback knows it'll be loud, and they're preparing for it.
Hornet's nest, man. It's what we're kind of walking into. We know that. But we feel like we can bring what we need to do to extinguish it. And it's going to be no easy task, though.
Defense is pretty strong. I think we're going to be okay. But kickoff tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Green Zone pregame show starts at noon. And with Jamie and the entire gang, and taking all your calls right after the game, too. Tonight in the CFL, it's BC in Ottawa. Well, our Evan Bray, we're so proud of him. He knows how to drive back and forth between Regina and Saskatoon. He's been in our Saskatoon studios a number of days the last week or two here. I even forget how good you look in person, but there you are in Saskatoon this morning. You were busy last night, though, I hear.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like I've worn some grooves in Highway 11 for sure, Greg. But, yeah, we had the big Sask 120 celebration last night at Ramey Modern in Saskatoon. So this is the 120th birthday celebrations for the province of Saskatchewan. It was a great night.
So what happened? Was there entertainment? Well, did anyone
it
perform?
Was, you know what? It was Bill Wazer is a great Saskatchewan historian. And so he was scheduled as the keynote speaker, and he was scheduled to speak half an hour talk before supper. So there was a lot of people going, oh boy, we're listening to a historian before supper. He was so entertaining. He's a very funny fella. He's written a number of books and did a great job of, in an entertaining way, present the history of Saskatchewan. So it was just a really good night. The lieutenant governor, who I know you've had on your program before, Bernadette McIntyre, was there last night. Lots of fun.
Okay, good to hear. It was a success. So how are you going to spend the weekend here? Are you hopping back into the grain truck or what?
We're back harvesting, although, you know, lots of the province, including around our farm, got some rain this week. So about half an inch of rain, I think. So that slowed things down a little bit midweek, but hopefully back up and running this weekend. So, yeah, in the field and, of course, be very attentive to that Rider game as well.
Well, yeah, you got a television there in the cab, don't you? You're all fancy,
that's right.
Aren't you?
Hook up the TV with the rabbit ears? Is that what you think?
Hey, use some aluminum foil on the tip of those rabbit ears. It's more effective, too. Yeah. What do you think, the Badger Bowl? You think the Riders are going to win? I think, let me just update you here. I've got the Riders winning 35-27, 34-20, said Belton Johnson. I believe Kevin Martell weighed in a little higher than that, even. He thinks the Riders are going to win. Can you spoil all of this now and tell me the Bombers are going to win?
I'm not going to pick the Bombers. I'm picking the Riders.
No, go with your heart, really.
I am going with my heart. I'm going to say 27-22 for the Riders, but I think, you know, I mean, the Riders are proving that they are the real deal, and some people are pointing out, no, they're letting teams get close, they're making mistakes, but they're finding ways to win, and I think that this club is the deal this year, and I do think this is the year we're going to sweep the series, this Labor Day Classic Badger Bowl series.
7:25 with Evan Bray. I'm hanging out here this morning, Evan, if you didn't already know. The Hospitals Regina Foundation Grand Prize Showroom, the home lottery house.
Is our
here
friend
in the
Dino
Creeks.
Down there with you?
Dino's on the way, yes. There's a demand for more Dino. but I got to tell you, the VIP prize deadline, what would you pick? Would you pick Sandy Beaches and Turks and Caicos as the VIP prize, or would you rather go on an African safari?
Oh, or beaches.
Or would you take $25,000 cash?
The cash.
Yeah, I think you went from beach to cash in a second.
I went from beaches to cash pretty quickly, yeah.
Okay, well, buy a ticket, will you? HRFHomeLottery.com. Feds are set to make a pretty big announcement here from some of the rumors I've seen on social media and coming out of Ottawa. There might even be some conversation about that EV canola situation that we're into here right now. I don't know what could come out of this, but I have read a few things that there's speculation it's on the topics, one of the topics to be addressed. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be an interesting news conference this morning. We, of course, will be following it. Will we see a removal of or a backing away from the EV mandate that the Trudeau government has put in place and up till now this government has been supporting? Will we see support for canola farmers and the ag industry with these Chinese tariffs? So all eyes will be on this. Lots of hints as to what it could be, but we'll find out just after 9 hour time this morning.
All right, Tim, what else you got on the big show today?
Well, we've got lots. We're talking about, of course, Donald Trump is going to court over whether or not his tariffs are actually legal or not, which, you know, this could be a big case, Greg. This could be something that has implications that affect our country as well. Gerard Kennedy is a lawyer from the University of Alberta that is following this along with other cases. So we've got him on the show. And because it's Friday, I mean, our friend Belton is on with It's Eatin' Time. We got Bugs and Hugs. We got Green and White Prognostications. So Friday's show is always fun. We'll mix it in with some news, including the Prime Minister Mark Carney announcement. It'll be a great morning.
You're done?
That's what I've got
okay.
for you.
I was hoping you'd leave more room for my show here. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Have a good weekend. See you back here at 8:30.